BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. And just a scheduling note, Alex Newman, who was scheduled to be with us today, will be joining us on Friday of this week instead. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we wonder, what good does my phone call make? My legislator is just going to do what they're going to do. Why should I call? Why should I go to the school board meeting and protest against these transgender-promoting books in my child's classroom? Why should I stand up against a drag fest that they're planning at our farmer's market? What good will it do? Why should I contact my city council member or mayor when they try to put forth an ordinance banning what they call conversion therapy? Why should I take a stand when the government wants to shut down our church or declare my business as being non-essential or want to force a jab in my arm? What good will that do? Well, what you may not be aware of is that pushback like these is making a huge difference. Today we're going to highlight a couple of recent and very significant victories with huge ramifications, often starting with just a single person who's objecting. Joining us today, we welcome back Constitutional Attorney Matt Staver, the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Matt is a constitutional attorney, 3 landmark case wins before the U.S. Supreme Court. Matt, welcome back here to Crosstalk.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure always to be with you.
We're going to touch on a couple of significant victories that you've had in recent days. But before we get to that, some breaking news from earlier today. It's been reported Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was going to step down at the end of the Biden administration, has accelerated his departure now to take place in December of this year. Your comment there, Matt.
Well, I wonder if he's reading the same tea leaves as everyone else, and that is what's going to happen in November with a change likely in both the House and Senate in January. I suspect it has something to do with that, because as soon as that happens, you know he's going to be investigated, as he should be investigated, for his lies, his fraud, his policies that hurt so many people, and all the things going all the way back to the Wuhan lab and his funding of the Wuhan gain-of-function research. So it's not surprising to me that he's leaving. I think the handwriting is on the wall, so to speak.
Here's something Todd Starnes said this morning. He wrote this in a statement. Dr. Fauci deserves to spend the rest of his life in jail because of what he did to this nation. He destroyed the U.S. Constitution, a thriving economy, and a generation of children who were isolated from their classmates and forced to wear masks. And we may never know how many Americans lost their lives or became disabled because of the China virus vaccines. Matt, is he being overly harsh here?
No, I agree with that. And in fact, you know, he pushed this remdesivir protocol. He's been part of funding these hospitals. We essentially have a national health care system that is following Fauci's bad advice to give remdesivir. We knew in the early clinical trials that remdesivir was causing problems with kidneys and livers and so forth, and it wasn't the right treatment for COVID. Yet that's the protocol hospitals have followed, and if they don't follow it, they don't get funding. So many people have died using that medication. They've died in this crazy protocol system that he templated. And he then began suppressing other good alternative treatment and nutraceuticals and medications that are sequenced properly. So there's so many people, frankly, I believe, that have died. There's people that have been injured because of his incompetence, frankly, his betrayal of the United States public health system. And also the fact that he began this process with funding gain-of-function research in China. And that's what he did, and he knew about it, and that's what caused a lot of this outbreak to begin with in the very first place. There's young people in school that committed suicide. There's people in the military that have been pushed out because of these crazy mandates and wrong information that came from him and the CDC and the NIH. And there's also people that permanently lost their businesses. Some even committed suicide, unfortunately, when they lost their businesses. But whether they did or not, they're out of business. Family businesses have ended. So much incalculable damage has occurred under this individual.
Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci again announcing today that he is going to be leaving this position. He said, I'm not going to be retiring, going to go on to something else, but he is leaving the Biden administration here in the month of December. Well, Matt, in the introduction of the program today, I spoke of the frustration many people have. What good will my one action take? And today I want to focus on some of the recent victories because one person did take action. We've already had you on, and we've covered extensively the Shirtlift versus City of Boston, a case where the Christian flag was denied being flown just simply because it was a Christian flag. You won that 9-0 landmark case from the court. I watched the live stream as that Christian flag was hoisted there on the flagpole. It was before denied. So we're not going to revisit all the issues, though that is another significant victory from this year. But I want to talk about some victories over the past few weeks as it relates to the COVID shot mandates and issues, the heavy pressure that's been coming upon employees and individuals. We're going to cover a couple of issues, but I'd like to begin with the North Shore University Health System. Give us the backstory to this, if you would.
Well, this, Jim, is very exciting because it is the first in the nation class-wide settlement against a private employer over these COVID mandates. It's going to be $10,337,500, north of $10.3 million, for about 500 healthcare workers with North Shore University Health System in Illinois, a very large healthcare employer. They will not only get compensation, real compensation, not going to just get a token receipt like many people in the class action get, and the attorneys get all the money. No, these are going to get real money, all of them. And they'll be able to get their jobs back at the same seniority with no loss of seniority status. The policy will be changed, so now every position will be available for religious accommodation. There will no longer be a no religious accommodation policy, and that's huge. This is a very large medical employer in Illinois with multiple hospitals and 140 other additional healthcare facility locations. This is the first of the kind in the country, and it is a wake-up call to all employers across the nation, healthcare and non-healthcare, private and public, that those that violated the law, you're going to have to pay, and you're not going to get away with this. And for these employees of all sectors, that there's justice for you, just hang in there. Going back to September, what North Shore did is decide to deny all the religious accommodation requests, just deny them across the board. They gave some medical exemptions, but they denied the religious ones once we pointed out that that would be certainly discriminatory and a violation of the law, that if you can accommodate somebody for medical reasons, there's no reason why you can't accommodate somebody for religious reasons. Moreover, we said that you've accommodated them for months and months and months before all these mandates with no problem, no reason why you can't continue to do it. So you know what they did? They actually started revoking some of the medical exemptions for pregnant individuals so that they wouldn't have to give religious exemptions. It was really retaliatory.
Right.
We filed a federal lawsuit, and the handwriting was on the wall there as well, and that's why they decided to settle for over $10.3 million. So this is a major development across the country, first of the kind in the nation.
Well, Matt, you have called these shot mandates, and you've used the term, quote, abusive and unlawful. Tell us why.
Well, take, for example, these healthcare workers. We already had a need for healthcare workers before COVID. Then COVID hit, and these healthcare workers, they ran to the front lines of the battle. They did not work remotely. I mean, you can't treat patients remotely when you're having to be in the hospital bed room. And they worked right with people that were COVID positive. Many of these got COVID themselves. They didn't know whether they were going to bring home a deadly disease because there was so much lack of information, misinformation coming from Fauci and others. And so some of them actually rented trailers, little portable trailers, and put them out in the yard so they wouldn't go into the house at night and be with their family and the kids just to be away from them and then go to work the next day and keep doing that over and over again. They ran to the front lines. They put their lives on the line. And then they were considered heroes, as they should be. Then the shots came about, no mandate. Then the various different kinds of strands came out, the variants, Delta, et cetera, Omicron, you name it, and they continued to work. Then the mandates came out, and they were given a choice, jab or job. Get the jab or lose your job. Doesn't matter how long you've been there. We have some people that they are the sole breadwinner. Their husband and their kids, we have some that have medical problems with both their husband and the kids and the parents that they brought in to live under their household to help care for them. All of them are under the person's one single family breadwinner and insurance. They had the decision, get the jab or lose your job, not just for you, but for your entire family. And once you lose that insurance, they have pre-existing conditions. They can't go out and get other kinds of coverage like you normally would be able to have treatment already with existing insurance. And they lost everything. They lost everything. Some of them were, you know, workers for 15, 20, 20 plus years, highly skilled, gone, just wiped out. They made these decisions and they stood strong in their belief. They didn't want to compromise and sin against God regarding these COVID shots because they didn't want to defile their body with a system, with a drug that had any association with abortion or these mRNA shots that would put it in their body. And so they were literally put under lots of pressure and abuse. They were harassed. They were told that if you file your religious exemption, it's not going to be granted. Once they filed their religious exemption, they were mocked. Every day would they go in, putting their lives on the line, they would be harassed. And then they lost their jobs. And that's why these are heroes. And this is the unbelievable abuse, Jim, mm-hmm. that we've seen. People have called us weeping, crying, distraught. They just didn't know what was going to happen. And the fact that we would just sit there and talk with them and have conference calls and be with them, walk them through this, was an incredible comfort to them, but an inspiration to us.
Yeah, indeed. And Matt, you've been working actually with thousands of employees who face mandates in a variety of settings. What are the implications now of this North Shore class action settlement to other vocations and other jobs as well?
Well, Title VII is the federal employment law. It applies to any employer with 15 or more employees. So that's going to be your majority of employees, and it applies to both public and private. So it doesn't matter whether you're working in healthcare or something else. It applies across the board. Private or public, all applies. Plus, depending upon the state, we'll have some additional state laws that we can use. So everyone's going to be protected by what happens with North Shore, or it has doesn't bind your scenario, but it certainly is good persuasive precedent for everyone's case. So this is a broad application, and if you can do this for healthcare workers, which we clearly can, you can do this for other workers as well
mm-hmm.
that are not going in every day working around people that either have or may not have COVID. If we can accomplish this within the healthcare system, which we did and we should have, and it was the right thing to do, then it doesn't matter what your job is. This can be accomplished in every position across the country. So that's why this should be an encouragement for individuals who, like these healthcare workers that were terminated, will ultimately seek justice. Don't give up. You can go to lc.org, click on our legal help tab, lc.org, click on the legal help tab. We're still helping thousands and thousands of people across the country, and we will continue to do so and seek justice. As to the employers, you better wake up and you better change your policy right now before you get sued. If you're not already in suit, you better rectify these wrongs.
Matt Staver with us today from Liberty Counsel. And if you missed that website, we will give it out here just after we come back from the break. So have handy a sheet of paper, a pen, or a pencil to jot that down. Back in just a minute, Matt Staver with us today and talking about some COVID shot mandate victories, but a huge one with the military coming up after the break.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, are animals more and more intelligent as they march up the evolutionary tree?
Chris, let's get this straight. Evolution did not happen. There is no valid evolutionary tree. There are no higher animals. It stands to reason in evolution that the apes would be the most intelligent of the animals, only bested by mankind. While it is true that apes have a larger brain than do, say, toads, there are a lot of animals thought to be lower on the evolutionary tree which are quite intelligent. A number of insects can do things that would astound you. Now even a fish has been discovered that can use tools in digging its burrow. Chris, there is no hierarchy of the animals leading to man. Each of the animals were created separately after their kind, each with unique abilities. Chris, it makes so much sense when you go back to Genesis for your starting point.
You can find us on the web at www.icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Matt Staver with us today from Liberty Council and talking about the COVID shot mandate victories. More to come here in just a moment. But a significant victory just won here with a settlement with North Shore Health Systems and a huge victory that is coming on behalf of the employees. Matt had indicated here, just as we're closing off that section, that if you're facing such mandates like this and you're applying for religious exemption and you're getting nowhere, go to lc.org and click on the legal tab. That's lc.org. Click on the legal help tab, and that will be a help to you. Matt, also as we're heading to that break, you said this should be a wake-up call to employers that they better change your policies. So before we head into the military, what do you mean by that? What should an employer be doing right now to be sure that they are complying?
Well, an employer that's already done what North Shore did, they, number one, need to change their policy immediately. They need to offer back into employment all these individuals that they wrongfully terminated in order to mitigate their damages. That's what they need to do right away. They need to reach out to these employees and make the situation right. And obviously they need to, if they have continuing these policies, they need to immediately cease and desist. These are wrong, they're unlawful, and these employers will end up paying if they don't change their ways immediately.
Well, let's hit another victory that came out late last week, and we're heading over to the military where another victory, a class action victory. But, Matt, I know this involves the Marines, but we need some backstory to this as well.
Yeah, this involves the United States Marines. We filed the nation's first class action certification lawsuit against all the branches of the military back in September, October 2021. We went to a hearing since then. We've been in court multiple times. We've gotten multiple temporary restraining orders, converted those to preliminary injunctions pending the time of the hearing. But those were for individuals. We kept pushing for class certification. Judge Merriday wanted to take each branch separately. There's now class action certification for the Navy, the Air Force, and the Space Force. This one was for the United States Marines. We're pushing now to finalize the Coast Guard and the Army. Those would be the last two, and that will round out all six branches. So we have been in court multiple times on this. We continue to press the urgency of class certification because we can't just go back in every time we have an individual issue of a single person. There's thousands. We need to protect the entire class, class of individuals.
And these are people, who this was jab or job for them, right?
Right. This is jab or job. And it's even worse than job alone, because they can't just leave and go out and they can't just give a notice and leave like a person in private employment. They can't just leave. They'd be AWOL and they'd be prosecuted criminally. So they are stuck and they have to report and then they're demeaned. So what happened is they gave religious accommodation requests, and across the board, these people were demeaned. They were what they call blackballed. That's what the term that they're using. And what that means is because someone is considered unvaccinated, the others don't want to hang around them because it would interfere with their promotion. And so they get shunned. People that are high-level officers, they're now relegated to making coffee for their peers and handing out MREs and other kinds of things. At the same time, they're in close contact with everybody, but they're given menial work. Some of those are sent home and told, come on in, you need to come in this morning, report. They come in, they have to move a couple boxes and told to go right back home. Others are stranded overseas. They've been stuck there. They won't let them come back to be with their families. We have one person. He's not in the Marines, but he's in another branch. He's been away from his family for now 18 months with no end in sight, and he's never seen his little son that was born in his absence while he was deployed. And they are holding these individuals hostage until they pressure them to get the shot. So it's really, really abusive. You talk about abuse that we talked about with regards to health care. These people are really, really under abuse because they're under a chain of command. That command's coming from Biden to his Department of Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, down to the top military brass, and it is terrible what's happened. So we have been pressing for this. Last Thursday evening, we got a class-wide certification for the U.S. Marines and a class-wide injunction that will give them protection. It is a powerful order, Jim. I had tears when I read it. Yeah. Others in our office had tears. It is powerfully, powerfully written. But the battle's not over. I'll tell you a little bit about what just happened over the weekend, Friday and Saturday, with one of our members of the class. But this now protects every person in the United States Marines, wherever they are deployed, who filed for a religious exemption. The chaplains signed off on that, and they signed off on their sincerity, and they were denied at least at the first level, which everyone has been denied at the first level. And whether they've been denied at the appeal or not, they're all covered. It's a very powerful order that says they can't be forced to get the shots. They cannot be separated or discharged. They cannot have retaliation against anyone. They cannot harass them or do anything to pressure them. And this is a huge, huge victory. We had people literally weeping, families weeping, because some of them were about ready to be evicted from the military this week.
Yeah, and some were even told, in branches of the military anyways, not only you'll be evicted, but, I mean, there's no benefits that will happen with this. And by the way, you're going to have to pay back your years of training to us and so forth.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it doesn't matter how long they've been in, and it doesn't matter how close they are to retirement. So if you're like in your 19th year and the magic year is 20 or 6 months away, they're booting you out. You're not going to get your retirement. Then you'll have to, they're threatening that you have to pay for your education that you got in the military, your training for some pilots and others. It's in the millions and millions of dollars of training cost. And then you will lose your VA and all of your other benefits. You'll lose your GI benefits. You'll lose everything. You'll have a bad mark on your record so that when you go to apply, you will not have an honorable discharge. And you will lose your income. Just earlier on August the 3rd, the last Marine that we had in court just before we got this order, he was given 48 hours notice that he would be evicted from the United States Marines on August the 5th. We got an injunction to protect him on August the 4th, and they gave him 48 hours notice. He and his wife and his two kids are living at Camp Pendleton Base. They were told not only do you lose your job and everything else, just like we talked about, but you're going to be evicted from housing as well. You've got 48 hours. You'll be homeless. Unbelievable. Mm. We got an injunction to stop him at the 11th hour, and then we got this class certification. But, I mean, the abuse is really – you take abuse in the healthcare industry or everyone else, and you add a factor of, you know, 5 or 10 on top of it for these people in the Marines or in – any branch of the military.
How certain are you, Matt, that this will be applied to the other branches?
I'm pretty confident that it will. I mean, in fact, what we have here, our judge, we wanted to do it all in one group, but I understand our judge why he wants to separate them. There's minor differences, but they're all the same. I mean, it's very, very, very similar mm-hmm. between one branch and the other in terms of what they're doing. So we got it now for Navy, Air Force, Space Force, Marines. That's four of the six. The next two is going to be Coast Guard and Army, and those are on the docket right now. Those are being pushed forward. We're going to get class certification in those. I'm very certain and optimistic about that. And this also will protect those that are in the Guard as well, various areas of the Guard.
So your action is really against the U.S. government, is it not?
Oh, yeah. It's against the Department of Defense, Biden's Department of Defense, and also military branches and high-level commanders, the top commanders of each one of these military branches. It is against the United States government. And the issue is Religious Freedom Restoration Act. There's the First Amendment, but there's a federal law called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and it is powerful. If you have a moment, let me read you one of the – it's just a powerful order. This is from the judge's order. Obviously, RFRA, which is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, includes everyone from the president to a park ranger, from the Chief Justice of the United States to a probation officer, from the Speaker of the House to a member's district office staffer, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to a military recruiter. Even if they don't like it, and even if they don't agree with it, the free exercise clause and RFRA are the law of the land. I mean, this is very strongly written, and this order is the best one out there. Every paragraph is powerful like that one.
Now, Matt, you mentioned that the judge, and I think we're talking about Judge Merriday, is that correct?
Yeah, Judge Stephen Merriday in Tampa.
Now, he is a U.S. district judge. Has there been any attempt by the military to go up to the Court of Appeals or to the U.S. Supreme Court on this issue?
Oh, yes. And, in fact, the other orders that we've gotten from Judge Merriday, the individual ones for the commander of a Navy warship and a lieutenant colonel of the United States Marines, a captain of Marines, they've appealed that. They have not yet appealed this one, but you can guarantee they're going to appeal it. I welcome it because it is an unassailable order. I welcome going to the Court of Appeals. They already went to the Court of Appeals, and they tried to get Merriday's order reversed. In an emergency attempt, that was unsuccessful. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals did not do so. So, you know, I welcome the opportunity to take this case, particularly this one, to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and then ultimately to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is an unassailable decision, and it is full of information.
Now, isn't it also accurate, Matt, that we heard reported that the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, fully vaxxed, fully boosted, that he also developed COVID?
Yeah, I mean, he's double vaxxed, double boosted, and he's developed COVID. You know, Biden is double vaxxed, double boosted, and he's gotten COVID twice in 2022. And Austin has gotten it as well. So, you know, you would think in the common sense world, Jim, that they would say, you know what, this stuff just doesn't work. Well, the studies show that both domestically and globally, it just doesn't work. And in fact, it's causing problems. It's causing you to be more susceptible and have other conditions as well. But instead of saying it doesn't work, they continue to push it. Instead of saying, well, you know what, the CDC said they've made terrible mistakes and they were wrong and that there's no difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated in terms of how they should be treated, you would think the military would say, well, you know what, let's back off. The reason why they're not, and it's what I said weeks and months ago, is that Biden and the Defense Secretary, Austin, they're using this mandate, not for health reasons, not for safety, not for military readiness, but they're using it as an excuse to purge Christian men and women and people of faith from the United States military. That's the sole reason why this insanity is continuing.
For what purpose?
Because they, you know, if you go back all the way to Obama, but even to Biden, and you look, for example, at Lloyd Austin's confirmation hearing, he actually said that he needed to purge people from the military. Now, in the context, he was referring to people like that would be January 6th. But, you know, it was a broad brush that he was painting, and that would really be people who love God, love America, and they have solid principles. He wants to purge them. And he said, we need to purge them. We've got enemies on the inside of the military. In order to fight our enemies on the outside, we need to purge those that are on the inside. That's what he said
right. In
open testimony. Well, you know, some of the liberal media said, yeah, we do need to purge them. Anybody who supported Donald Trump, blah, 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 we need to purge them out. But he didn't give a plan on how to do it. Well, I can tell you what, I guarantee you this is his plan.
Friends, we'll be back in 1 minute. Matt Staver with us from Liberty Council. The COVID shot mandate, yes, folks, it's seeing victories. More to come after the break.
Looking back at Dwight L. Moody's life, it is tempting to focus solely on what God accomplished through a common man from Northfield, Massachusetts. Preaching to millions, starting multiple schools, spearheading the Christian publishing movement, and inspiring men and women to Christian service is difficult to ignore. Yet surely, why God used D.L. Moody is as important as how God used him. In the book, Useful to God, author James Spencer presents 8 lessons from the life of D.L. Moody with practical applications for the reader. You'll see how he was surrendered, prayerful, studious, and more as he was consumed with a passion for lost souls. This book will challenge you to cultivate these characteristics in your own life. Useful to God is available for a donation of $17 or more to VCY America. Call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on BCY America. Class action status just awarded to the military as far as religious exemption from the mandated shot. And Matt's with us discussing that. He talked about purging the military. And, Matt, I'm convinced that there are a number of people who just don't want to go into this scenario at all. And I just was looking here a bit ago at calling up. Here's a headline, CBS News, not your banner conservative site. But here's the headline. This is from late July. U.S. Army projected to miss recruiting goals by tens of thousands. There are people all over this country that said, I'm not going to step foot into this very oppressive regime, so to speak.
Let me give you two examples. This one person is now medically retired, Lieutenant Colonel Flight Surgeon, Green Beret of the United States Army, 39 years, wanted to reach year 40 next year. But unfortunately, even though as a doctor, a Christian, he didn't do his own investigation. He took the Moderna shot. Now he's got demyelination disease, which is a very serious and could be fatal disease from the Moderna shot. So he had to medically retire this summer. His son is now at military age. He's recommending to his son, hold off. It's not the right time. This is a 39-year veteran. This is a person who is Purple Heart, and he went back to continue to defend our country. These are the kind of people that would recommend anybody they ever saw. This is the greatest thing for your future. Another one, military flight surgeon, also in the United States Army, 25, 26 years experience, highly credentialed. Always, you know, enlisted in the ROTC in 16, enlisted in the Army in 17. This particular person, she says she always encouraged people to join the Army or the military. Now she will not. That's what's happening. These are people who love God, love their service, love it, dedicated their whole life, and they will no longer recommend people to come in under this regime. And so there's other people that, whether they know these individuals or not, they're looking at it from the outside, and they're seeing what's going on, and they're saying, no, they have friends. You know, what's it like? Well, it's not good. And so they're not going into the military. So what you see is the Army is really under deployment for recruitment, and that's the same with all the other branches of the military across the sector. We're talking to thousands of people across the world, and they're saying that their battalions, their platoons, their units, they are understaffed because, number one, they don't have the new recruits. Number two, they're pushing people out because of their religious convictions. Some have left. Some have been pushed out. And consequently, they don't have the manpower to operate their particular units. I mean, we're talking about a national security crisis, Jim.
Matt, the other troubling aspect is the other things that are going on. I understand, too, just recently there were some whistleblowers and this whistleblower report of illegal Department of Defense activity in which the memo bringing out that the shots are still under the Emergency Use Authorization, EUA, which people are to be protected from its mandatory usage.
That's exactly right. We have seen that. Individually, you know, we started getting these anecdotal things from a few military bases that said, oh, well, these vials are showing up, and they say Comirnaty, even though, you know, Pfizer says they're not going to be producing Comirnaty. So now these whistleblowers, high-ranking individuals, have submitted this whistleblower report to members of the United States Congress, and they're asking to end the illegal EUA mandates all related fraudulent activity to ensure that our military can once again be counted on to uphold the rule of law in support of our Constitution. That's how it actually begins. And they detail page after page after page with document after document, photographs and other things, how the military in some places, it's not military-wide, but in some places, they have fraudulently obtained a vial from overseas that has a Comirnaty label on it, but the number is the EUA under the CDC and FDA's website. So it is still labeled the EUA product, which means if it's emergency use authorization, No one can be forced to take the shot.
Yeah.
So that's a real problem. Also, there's some whistleblowers that we're going to be reporting on in the near future this week, and these are pilots. And it's a 101-page document, just person after person, detail after detail, about how these pilots are vax-injured now from these COVID shots, and they're seriously injured, debilitated, and are unable to fly because they've been forced to take these unlawful shots, unlawful in so many ways, because they're EUA, they can't force them, and they've been unlawfully imposing this on the military, and they're not abiding by, or they haven't until they get these injunctions, these rights under, you know, Religious Freedom Restoration Act and the First Amendment that individuals have.
Matt, and I know kind of a side issue here, but with the pilots reporting the injuries and not being able to fly as a result, there is a direct connection with all these flights that are being canceled all over the nation right now.
Yeah, we're seeing that also in the private sector as well, and we saw that before. We knew, you know, from both public in terms of military as well as private sector that pilots were getting vax injuries and that the FAA was not doing its job to protect the passengers and the crew and the pilots from these vax injuries. But yeah, there's a number of pilots who, I mean, there's a career pilot that we had on one of our programs. And he was in a hospital in Dallas, Texas. He landed his aircraft in Dallas, and 6 minutes later, he went into full cardiac arrest, and it was directly related to the COVID shot that he took. Fortunately, he survived, but barely, because there was immediate help on the plane and immediate help with EMS just down the next gate. He survived, but he'll never fly again.
Matt, and this just to mention that the number of cases of cardiac issues and myocarditis and pericarditis, it's just off the charts. And there are observances of this taking place at record numbers. And even I saw a life insurance company talking about the high level of people, you know, in their middle years, basically, whose deaths have come to pass, and the deaths are just skyrocketing.
Yeah, if you look at funeral homes, you look at insurance companies for life insurance, health insurance, the claims are skyrocketing. It's not only happening in the United States, it's happening globally as well at unprecedented levels. People that are otherwise healthy just dropping dead or having other kinds of diseases. We know, for example, that people that had cancer remission, their cancer, many of those were brought back rapidly, very fast progression, and many of those died within a couple of months after getting the shot. Others developed cancers. There's a very well done article by four or five experts overviewing all the different research about how these shots undermine your innate immune system, causing various kinds of autoimmune conditions, neurological conditions, cardiac conditions, as well as cancer and so many other kinds of conditions that are just skyrocketing because of these situations. You know, this is not anything that should be surprising. Unfortunately, the media has covered it up. But if you go back to the October 2020 FDA PowerPoint, which we have on our website, lc.org/vaccine, we actually have it captured. They put it on there for a fraction of a second. They took it off during this PowerPoint presentation. It lists all the adverse actions that they knew back in October 2020, mm-hmm. before the release of the first mRNA shot, they knew was going to happen. And all of those things are listed, and there's more that's developed after that. There's a whole long list, including vaccine-enhanced disease, which means what? It means that the shots actually make the virus worse, makes it more deadly, makes it more contagious. Because it breaks down your innate immune system. And that's exactly what we've seen.
Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Matt, you mentioned something happened to a member of the class over the weekend.
Yeah, one of the members of our class, he is a corporal in the United States Marines. We'll call him David for now. He was called in just 12 hours. Our injunction came in around 9 o'clock Thursday Eastern time, just Friday morning, just about 12 hours, a little over 12 hours later. He got called in by his commander. His major first sergeant demanded if he was going to continue to fight the shot mandate. He informed the commander, the major, that in fact there's an injunction that protects him, and this individual said he didn't care. He said he didn't care, and he said the class action doesn't matter. He said, will you vaccinate by Monday, which is today, or not? And if you don't, you're going to be removed from the military. So we're looking at this individual as contempt of court.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, you know, we're not going to sit around and let this this first sergeant or anybody else in the chain of command violate this judge's order. I can tell you what, when we tell Judge Maraday that this has happened just after his order, he will be livid, and we will hold these individuals accountable. So this is the kind of lawlessness that we have encountered. In fact, in Judge Maraday's order, he said the Marine Corps persistently clings to the belief that their accustomed and unfettered command discretion need not yield on the issue of religious free exercise under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And that's when he went into this litany. It doesn't matter who you are. You're under the rule of law,
yeah,
and you need to obey this order.
Wow. So, I mean, over the weekend, and he was being pressured to be vaxxed by today.
Today, by the end of the day, he said, I don't care what this class action order says. It doesn't bother me. I'm not going to abide by it. You give me either the shot or not on Monday. If you don't, you're gone. I can tell you what, this guy is going to be called to discipline because we will present his information to the judge and we'll deal with this individual and anyone else who doesn't obey this order.
Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Kenosha, Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Great program, very timely. Matt, keep going. As a veteran, it's good to hear that y'all are standing up for the military. Dr. Lutzer, in his book, We Will Not Be Silent, it's time. Esther in the court, Daniel in the lines, Ben, Joseph in the palace. For such a time as this, keep going. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. And Matt,
thank you.
You know, and we started this program, it's because one person said, no, I object, and I'm going to take a stand. And really, that's you know, and these calls would come to Liberty Council, and just one person and another and another and another just have been added to this here, but one person really can make a difference. This pushback is important.
One person can make a difference. And as you mentioned before, we're taking on the United States government at the highest level. And unfortunately, this also includes the Department of Defense, the military branches. You know, what we've seen happen in those military branches is there's corruption at the highest level in terms of lawlessness that literally is forcing these people to violate the very Constitution and the laws that they give their lives to defend. And yet there are these fearless people. These individuals have strengthened in their faith, Jim. Nobody wanted to have
right.
this kind of test.
Right.
But they've been strengthened in their faith, and they stood, and they're making a difference.
Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. I see our phones are packed right now. We'll, as soon as you hear callers hang up, that'll be your opportunity to call. We'll come right back to the phone lines after the break. By the way, the website, lc.org. If you need legal help, click on the legal help tab. If you need information about the shots and so forth, go to lc.org/vaccine, and you'll find more information. Not just more, you'll find a ton of information there. Back in a minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. I am just hours home from the Moment of Truth Summit sponsored by Mike Lindell. I helped him organize this, and my camera crew produced the entire television special. And I was even shocked. And I've been on the inside for 18 months. In fact, I helped to introduce Mike Lindell to one of these individuals, Dennis Montgomery. We were criticized roundly, but we found out Sarah Carter, John Solomon, and Sean Hannity even were talking about him on television as well a few years ago. On the documentation, what is it, my friends? Bottom line, we've got a problem with machines, cyber hacking, and we've been ridiculed and criticized, but it appears now all the information is coming out. It's being documented. Apparently, we now have a uniparty, Republicans and Democrats working together to decide who they want in office, not we the people. More information at frankspeech.com.
Constitutional Attorney Matt Staver with us today from Liberty Counsel. LC.org is the website. Folks, don't think that these matters are over, that they're done. And I'm going to get to the calls, but Matt, we're seeing another round take place for monkeypox. And I don't want to get into that is a side issue here. We could go for another hour. But here's a headline. FDA expands EUA for monkeypox shots for children. Also, it was on the CDC's website today about preventing the spread of monkeypox. And they talk about those at higher risk wear well-fitting masks and cover lesions while around others. I mean, mask mandates from the CDC to deal with monkeypox and EUA authorizations for the shots for children? It's like same song, second verse.
It's the same song, second verse. You know, they just can't help it. They want to control you. You know, they tried to get more histrionic scare tactics with the various variants that are coming out. But then, you know, now it's crumbling. It's been crumbling. Now it's monkeypox. Well, 99% of the people that have monkeypox are men who have sex with men. So now they're saying, well, we need this for children. You know, an EUA for children? That's what they're trying to push?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Right.
Oh, you got to wear a face mask? Well, you know, you got to do something a whole lot different than wearing a face mask. You got to stop this, you know, debauchery. That's what, you know, if you're not going to be running around with, you know, homosexual orgies, you don't have really much of a concern about monkeypox.
Let's go to Grinnell, Iowa. Joel, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. Thank you, sir. Wow. Thank you so much for this program. Mr. Staver, specifically, I have a question. Certain situation is a friend of mine. He works for Union Pacific Railroad. They said you have to get the vaccine or else we won't call you in. It's not that they would fire him. It's that they wouldn't call him in. He's on an on-call basis. He just wouldn't get called into work. He wouldn't get paid and he wouldn't get any benefits. So I was wondering if you knew specifically whether or not, I believe one of the first lawsuits you were talking about this morning today, how that applied or what specific laws there are in Iowa. One note
well, it would definitely apply.
God,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just
it would definitely apply in terms of the persuasive nature of our case, but there's other cases, other issues that would apply as well. So have them contact LC.org, click on the legal help tab, and then we'll get back with them to try to help them through that process. But he has a right to be able to get a religious exemption. Not only does he have Title VII and other laws, but in that particular area he also has federal laws like the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and much more.
So,
thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for the call. LC.org and click on the legal help tab and share the story. Greg in Tucson, Arizona, you're on the air.
Thank you very much for what you're doing, Attorney Staver. Two quick questions. Number one, didn't Congress exempt themselves from the shot?
I think
they did.
And you know who whose idea that was? Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, shocking. And number two, I really appreciate what you're doing for Christians in the service, but wouldn't the Constitution protect everyone? Article 6 says there's no religious test to even run for office. So why can't all be protected? Am I asking for too much that we could do that?
No, in fact, that's part of our EUA claim because under the emergency use authorization, anything that's under EUA, you have the absolute right to reject or accept that particular product. And so that applies to everyone no matter what your motivation is. The religious freedom one obviously applies to those who have a sincerely held religious objection. But like what Jim was saying earlier, this whistleblower complaint came out about the fraudulent EUA scam that the military is pushing, that it's pretending that it's not EUA when it really is EUA. So everyone really up until now have been under EUA, and that means no one has no one can be forced to take these shots.
Thank you, Greg, for the call. We're going to move on to Chris in Los Alamos, New Mexico. You're on the air.
Yes, I was calling. I had a question. Here at my employment, they still make me go and get a test every week, being that I'm unvaccinated. I was wondering how I could push back on that.
Go to LC.org. We have actual press release regarding the CDC's backtracking and admission of just making so many mistakes. And then they also say that you shouldn't treat vax any different than unvax. And that would be discriminatory. So they're not even following, not that I trust the CDC guidelines, but, you know, that's what the mantra has been. Oh, we got to follow the CDC guidelines. Well, now the CDC guidelines said, stop doing that nonsense.
So it, yes. Chris could print that off and even give it to his employer.
Right, exactly. Hmm.
Great. Thank you, Chris. We'll also give you a phone number for Liberty Counsel, too. Marvin in Berea, Kentucky, our final call today. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I thought when the president took oath of office that he was supposed to take care of our Constitution and the people here in the United States. Isn't that treason? Why isn't treason being talked about?
You know, I was just actually talking to somebody about that this morning. I think it borders on that, particularly when you're dismantling, when you're not respecting the Constitution and the federal laws that you're sworn to uphold, which I think is clearly happening. But moreover, when you are doing this to the United States military, this is our national security. I think, frankly, it is treasonous.
I sure do.
Hmm.
And I think that's something that should be addressed.
Yeah. Thank you for the call here. Do appreciate it. Friends, many, many issues are coming up with this, and Matt, I know you've given out the website here, but some who don't have real good access, they can also call Liberty Counsel as well?
Sure, they can call 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776, and of course the website is just lc.org for those that have access to the internet, lc.org.
And friends, the Liberty Counsel is certainly fighting for your First Amendment rights and your religious freedom rights as well, which have been denied to so many. Case in point, we're seeing even with many in the military here, and some are told to sacrifice your livelihood, even your living quarters, unless you fulfill this mandate that we're placing upon you. And Liberty Counsel has been giving pushback to the military and to several other groups as well. They're also representing a number of cases of health workers in Maine. Matt, we only have 30 seconds left, but this is something that no matter what that one vocation is, certainly can stand up in such a time as this.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter what you are doing, where you are, you can stand up, and I encourage you to do so. And we're going to work with you, walk through this process with you, and seek justice.
Matt, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel, our guest today, and they are giving pushback, friends. And we certainly would encourage you to be praying for Liberty Counsel, support them as you are enabled, as well as they are standing up and the very costly battles they've been involved in. But praise God for the victories that have come, multiple victories this year of 2022, and more to come. Daily they are standing up, and you can reach out to them, lc.org, or by calling 407-875-1776. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.